Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Now, a pilot strike could ground South Africa's busiest domestic airline. After talks with Fly SAFAir collapsed, the union Solidarity says its members have had enough. But my question, is the strike justified and are passengers potentially being held to ransom? I'm in conversation now with Helgard Kronier. He is the Deputy General Secretary of Solidarity. Helgard, a very warm welcome to you. Fly SAFAir says it made a final offer of 5.7%. Why has this been rejected and what specifically makes it unacceptable to your members?
Look, Jeremy, I think what I've realized over the last 2 days is that everybody wants to package a dispute, a wage dispute, into percentages, but there's a lot more at stake that people don't always see that happens, behind the scenes. In this specific case, this is the dispute and the deterioration of the relationship has been coming for quite some months, and it's because of a change in the rostering system, which has a negative impact on the predictability of the personal lives of the pilots. So this has led to very high emotions. There's also a burning issue regarding the way that off days are calculated when they need to be paid out, when a pilot cannot take them. So those are two critical issues on which we seem not to be finding common ground. We aren't going to strike about the roster dispute now. It's a separate dispute. It's dealt with in that way because of legal issues. But it has led to very high emotions, and it has made the wage negotiations so much more difficult. So there's a lot at stake. The quality of life of pilots, the way in which their rest periods are managed, all of this has an impact on that and their well-being at the end of the day. And we all know that safety is an important issue. So there's a lot at stake. It's not only about the wage increase. Our members demand 10.5% for the first year. They demand CPI plus 4.5% for the second year and CPI plus 4% for the third year. So everybody would look at that and say it's very high, but I don't think this dispute is as simple as that.
Helgard, this well-being issue that you raise is of concern. Is there a suggestion from the group of pilots that unless this is resolved, it could potentially have an impact on safety?
There has been several proposals. I think what pilots are looking for is some sort of protection mechanisms in the agreement between SAFAir and the pilots. SAFAir, however, their stance is that a rostering system is 100% under their operational discretion. But I mean, every employee has some sort of protection. A normal employee would have the protection of an agreement, an employment agreement with the employer that regulates their working hours. A pilot doesn't have that. His working hours is regulated by the rostering system, and there's absolutely no protection in the current open rostering system. And that leads to the issues, and SAFAir seem immovable on that. And that has led to the deterioration in the relationship before we started talking about the wages.
You talk about the position as far as SAFAir is concerned as being immovable. Do you believe at this point there is room for compromise? You have in the past confirmed that pilots are prepared to strike.
They are prepared to strike. But I mean, if SAFAir come to the table with something else and they start listening to the pilots, obviously, we would have to reconsider. We are never totally closed, and we would always seek a resolution. Strike action always remains our last resort. We aren't a trade union that goes out on strike easily. We don't take it lightly, and it's not a card that we simply just play because we know that it has a detrimental impact. So it's always the last resort.
It seems to me that the relationship at the moment, though, is very acrimonious.
It is, absolutely, and that's what makes this really difficult. But I mean, the only way to resolve issues like these is to talk to each other and to listen to each other. And I think that's what we are trying to do. And as soon as that happens, I think we'll get somewhere.
Does Solidarity, and for that matter, the pilots themselves, acknowledge the potential disruption this action could cause for thousands, if not tens of thousands of passengers, if it's prolonged?
Absolutely, absolutely. We absolutely get the seriousness of this issue, and that's why there's been such an extensive process, and why I've said that we really don't take this lightly and view it as an absolute last resort. So we get the seriousness of this. It's not something that we've considered only lightly. We understand the implications of this, but I mean, from our side, the point is also made that it's serious on SAFE's side as well. They also need to consider the seriousness of this issue, and it doesn't seem like they are.
How would you describe the timeline for negotiations right now? I'm assuming as we have this conversation, those talks are continuing and will continue to do so. But at what point do you think a decision from your constituency would be final?
So, just procedurally, I can explain it like this. We have a meeting with SAFE and the CCMA to finalize picketing rules. It does present an opportunity for parties to speak to each other and seek a resolution. So, I mean, there's obviously that opportunity. We would use that to the fullest extent. Our intention is not only to go there and say we are going to strike and not listen to any offers, but, I mean, it depends on with what attitude the company comes to such a session as well. If we can't find a resolution, the CCMA will issue a certificate that allows us to go out on strike. We are obligated to give a 72-hour notice once we are able to legally strike. So procedurally, that's more or less where we are, and now things seem to be unfolding. It's always a fluid process.
It would seem to me that FlySAFE is already making contingency plans, saying that there are schedule changes in effect as a precautionary measure. What do you read into that?
Well, I mean, they need to be responsible and prepare for possible strike action. I mean, it would be irresponsible of them not to make any contingency plans. I guess they foresee that we are serious about this and that our members are serious about the rejection of the current offer. So, I mean, from our side, they are preparing for strike action. To a certain extent, we can make a negative deduction from that to say that they aren't coming to the table to negotiate, but I don't think that would be the case. They would always also seek a solution. I think it's a question of, you know, whether parties are willing to listen to each other and compromise on both sides.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Helgard Kronier, Deputy General Secretary of the Union Solidarity.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.